Not even going to make my usual intro here. Just going to say Oregon at Fresno State, 23 days. Talking about the start of the 2017 baseball season. The snow and ice are gone. Time for the sounds of spring. We welcome in the man who's been at the helm since the return. George Horton joins us. Coach, have you been?
I've been good, Steve.
Before we get to the Ducks, you were part of a really unique experience. Coach of the collegiate national team, went on tour last summer, Chinese Taipei, Japan, Cuba. What kind of experience was that, particularly Cuba, who were really passionate about their baseball?
Well, it was unforgettable. You know, first and foremost, representing the United States of America. It's been my third opportunity to don that uniform, and there's nothing like buttoning up that jersey and standing for the anthem, representing your entire country, and then getting to be around my old colleagues and some of the old guys I used to work with on that coaching staff and coach, and then be amongst America's elite baseball players at that particular age. I'm very humbled for those kind of opportunities, and what a tremendous tour it was, a very challenging tour, but culminated into the experience of beating the amateur Cuban team. Well, I say amateur, but their version of their national team
got
on
it.
Cuban soil. That was the first time the USA was ever able to do that, and it came down to the fifth game in a great series, and we were elated when we were able to get that done.
And by the way, congratulations, USA Baseball Coach of the Year, that team, the team of the year. And obviously, while you're in those places to play ball, but be it Cuba, Far East, what about the young guys able to kind of drink in that local culture and gain the appreciation of another country?
Well, I think in all three cases, Taiwan brought some challenges. We dodged a typhoon there that was the perfect five typhoon. Luckily, it was the southeast part of the island rather than where we were. And so that added to the experience there and the culture there. And I had never been to Japan, like many of the other young men I was with, and a very impressive country there. And, of course, their commitment to baseball and amateur baseball specifically is parallel to ours. And then, of course, the Cuban experience, and that's a country that you walk away feeling very, very grateful for what we have here in America. It's a beautiful country with unbelievable people, but the advantage that we have in America over them makes you count your blessings. So it was a great experience from both the cultural side of it, the travel side of it, and the relationship side of it.
Talking with George Horton, Oregon baseball, getting ready to prepare for the 2017 season. Your staff, Jason Dietrich, was college baseball's pitching coach of the year, hired by you last July, comes from your old stomping grounds. What could you tell us about Jason and, you know, his coming here to Oregon?
Well, we're lucky to have him. You know, first and foremost, I went to the leadership at Cal State Fullerton, my old stomping grounds, and made sure they were okay with me talking to Jason. And once they said it was okay to talk with them, the ability to get him to make a change and come up here, I think, is a feather in our cap. He's already made a huge impact with our pitching staff so far this year. The kids seem to like him. He's not a real energized, up-tempo kind of guy. He's just kind of a grinder and does a great job of communicating with the pitchers, and I like the direction the program's going under his leadership. So we're about ready to find out, as they say.
You know, obviously around here, off-season workouts in the news, but I'm always curious for baseball. You, your trainer, your strength and conditioning coach, do you meet with the guys after the season and, be it nutritionally or physically, kind of offer up what you'd like them to work on between then and meeting up now to start training camp?
Yeah, absolutely. They're sent off with a strength program. Some of them go out to summer baseball and those challenges, and hopefully coming off of a disappointing, crummy year, hopefully that motivated them to get up each and every day and try to get better physically and skill-wise in our sport. And then, of course, we get to have them back in September, and that starts the process all over again. And, you know, a lot of it's up to them. We're starting practice Friday, but that only gives us really three weeks of practice before our first game. So a lot of what we ask our teams to do, like all around the country, is based on their individual commitment, and they do a lot of things without the coaching staff to prepare for the season, because you know, to get their arms ready to, as a pitcher, for the rigors of the season starting. If you just did that in a 3-week period of time, you wouldn't be ready. So we ask them to do a lot on their own, and I think so far the measuring stick for this particular group is they did a good job at doing things on their own.
Talking Oregon baseball, head coach George Horton. You lost some good arms, Matt Crook, Cole Irvin in the rotation, 28 starts, about 170 innings. So from the conversations you had with your new pitching coach, who are some of the guys maybe in the mix to be your Friday and Saturday starters, maybe as well as those who, you know, mix to get some other starts?
Yeah, we have 10 new pitchers, and we like them. We don't bring in crummy players. They've got talent. How they're going to adapt and be ready for Division I baseball, you never really know that until they put the real uniforms on. Scrimmages are one thing, and bullpens are one thing, but we'll see how everybody adapts. And we do have some incumbent guys that I think are very reliable, and David Peterson, who was on that summer tour with me and had a very good summer. Matt Mercer, who was our Sunday starter last year. Those two guys look like they're most likely penciled into the Friday and Saturday slots. And then the Sunday slot is pretty much wide open. Isaiah Carranza is a sophomore that started for us sometimes last year. He's probably got a little bit of the lead. But we've got some first-year guys knocking on the door, a guy named Ryan Nelson, a kid named Zach Knoll, a kid named James Acuna, and a kid named Kenyon Yovan, who was Oregon Pitcher and Player of the Year last year.
You know, folks are high on this incoming class. Always nice when a guy gets drafted, then decides to forego the pros to come to college. You got Spencer Steer, 29th rounder to Cleveland out of Long Beach. He's got a huge list of accolades. What kind of player is he, and where might he fit into your program?
Well, right now I think he has every chance to be our starting third baseman in our very first game. Came in with great credentials and has not disappointed us since he set foot on campus. He's had a very good fall, and so far in our skill instruction since we've come back, Spencer's fared very, very well, and offensively and defensively, and he plays beyond his years. He's a very mature young man from a, you know, Southern California is a hotbed for good baseball players, and he's played at the highest level in Southern California for a long period of time. So he looks like he belongs. And then we've got a couple other infielders that have made an impact from the Northwest. Morgan McCullough, middle infielder, shortstop, second baseman, and Gabe Matthews from Salem have both impressed us in their very first year.
One final thought for Oregon coach George Horton. Last June 12th, it was Tyler Anderson made his major league debut for the Rockies. A month later, Ryan Healy for the A's, and they both became regulars. I know the year before, Scotty McGuff had a quick cup of coffee with by Miami, but even though you have been putting guys in the majors for decades, how cool was that to see these first Ducks make it to the show?
It's what it's all about. You know, we try to impact them and their character here, and hopefully get them an education. We haven't won as much trophies as we wanted so far here in our 9 years of existence. But the fact that I was in the stadium for Tyler's first outing gave me chills, and it was an honor to be there watching him pitch. And he had a tremendous year. And I didn't get to see Ryan Healy in his first at-bat, but I got to see him in the summertime. And he had a home run his first at-bat when I went to Angel Stadium to watch him play. And boy, both those young men had great first years, and hopefully they'll have a long, productive career in the major leagues. I can tell you they come from great families, and they're great young men, as is Scott McGuff as well. And hopefully we can get Scotty back up there in short order.
Just getting started. Again, you mentioned the 2017 season begins 3 weeks from Friday. So, Coach, I'm going to wish you good health. Sounds like you caught a little something there.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the cough.
That's okay.
I've got some bronchitis working, and hopefully everybody could grind through that.
Well, stay warm, be healthy, and have a great camp. And obviously, we look forward to catching up down the road.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy, Coach.
Go Ducks.
I think we'll also add go Robitussin, maybe a little Theraflu, and hope Coach feels better. We'll take a break. We'll be back and wrap up Crunch Time with the Cruncher.